This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to our podcast about the VCE vocational major in collaboration with the Department of Education and Joy Media, a four-part series where we take a deep dive into the new vocational major offering for VCE students and how it can help students follow their passions. I'm your host, Mietta Highland-Johns, and last time we had a chat with Anna about the VCE vocational major and why students can benefit from it. Today we are joined by Gabby, a student who is currently in the middle of completing their VCE vocational major. Welcome, Gabby. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Why did you decide to do the VCE VM?
I used to go to a very academic school and I really didn't enjoy the work and how full on it was. There was a lot of work and I couldn't really get through it all and I ended up being quite behind and I moved to a different school and found vocational major.
Yeah, I suppose it makes school unenjoyable when you're feeling behind. I mean, it's interesting to me that your old school didn't offer the VCE VM, as I think 477 schools offer it, and that includes independent as well as government schools. I mean, I wanted to ask you, has finding the VCE vocational major helped you to maybe enjoy school more?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Are you able to tell me a little bit about the core subjects you're studying?
Yes, I study maths, literacy, what's called numeracy and literacy, personal development skills and work-related skills.
They sound like such interesting topics.
They are pretty interesting. Maths and literacy are pretty much maths and literacy, but they're a bit more hands-on, a bit more interesting.
And those are the core subjects?
Yeah, there's four core subjects.
The personal development skills and the work-related skills, they really interest me. Are you able to tell me a little bit more about what that is specifically?
Yeah, of course. The personal development skills is pretty much, as it sounds, developing personal skills. It's a lot about networking and learning leadership skills, team working skills, kind of everything you need to be a person in the workforce and in the world, pretty much. Work-related skills is teaching you about work life and how things work. You learn about the different working organizations that there are to keep everything going, all that sort of stuff. And
what I would give to know all that back then. It's so great that they're now teaching these important work-related skills.
It's really, really useful. It's useful stuff. I know all these things now that lots of people who come out of mainstream school wouldn't know.
They're going in blind a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. So I'm getting a bit of a head start, I think.
Yeah. Now, what VET subjects are you studying in your VCE VM?
Currently, I'm studying sound production.
How exciting.
It's very exciting, very fun. I found I really, really enjoy it, and I'm going to go into a career in it, in sound production.
I suppose that sort of answers my next question, which is, why did you want to study in that industry? Is it because you want a career in that industry?
Well, to be honest, I picked it at first because I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I picked it 2 years ago. This is my second year of it. And after I've nearly completed the course, I've discovered that I really enjoy it and I would really like to go into it as a career.
Sound design is very vast.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you hope to get out of the VCE VM after year 12? Where do you want to take that? What's the dream?
I think I'd like to go into further study in sound production, sound design, and then eventually go into a job in it. Yeah. I'd love to stay at the radio. I do work at Joy and I really, really enjoy it. They kind of work together, the sound production and Joy, because I can do both and they coexist and they...
What is your perspective of the VCE VM speaking as a member of the LGBTQIA+ community? Do you feel like the VCE VM has been more supportive of queer people?
Yeah, definitely. I think the VM course is a lot smaller than other schools. There's a lot less students, so it's a lot easier to be open and be out without being ridiculed or discriminated because there's a lot less people and usually they're pretty chill people.
And do you feel like the teachers have been well educated in the issues that affect our community?
Yeah, absolutely. All the teachers are very educated. They know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't have to explain to them what LGBTQ means because a lot of teachers in the past I've had to tell them. And the teachers, the VM teachers, they ask your pronouns. They're very open, very understanding.
I mean, I suppose this question is sort of asked and answered, but would you recommend the VCE VM to other students?
It sounds
like you've had a pretty incredible experience.
Yeah, this is my second year of it, and yeah, I've loved it so much. It's been literally changed my life. And this is a lot, just a lot better for me, especially as an autistic person as well. It just really works to my favor and it's very good.
And you're leaving with that year 12 certificate.
Yes, and I am.
Good one to have.
How have you found the VCEVM teachers? Are they supportive?
There's so many teachers.
Exactly.
There's so many support staff. They're always there. They're always there to help you. And they can't really forget about you because it's also a small environment, which my school's in like an office building. So there's not really, you can't really escape the teachers, you know?
Very fun. How are you enjoying TAFE?
I love it so much. I think I've made all of my lifelong friends at TAFE because everyone at TAFE loves what they're doing.
Yes.
And they're all there for the same reason.
Like-minded people.
Yeah, like-minded people. Whereas school, well, you kind of have to do it. And so lots of kids don't really want to be there.
Yeah.
But TAFE, everyone chose it and everyone is interested in the subject. So you'll have a common interest, which is very, very helpful to make friends.
If you could go back to the beginning of year 10 and give yourself one piece of advice, what would you say if you had a magical time machine?
Well, you see, okay, a lot of people told me to do what I'm interested in. And I had no idea what I was interested in, like none at all. I had hobbies that I wanted to do, but I had no career path in mind. And what I would tell people to do is just try things. Like genuinely, just I picked a random subject. I thought, oh yeah, I like music. Let's try it. And now it's what I want to do for my career. So just try different things and you can usually... Just get started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's been the biggest surprise for you? Doing VCEVM.
Look, I really didn't know that TAFE was a thing. Like I'd heard of TAFE when I was in mainstream school, but I thought, oh, that's something you do after school. That's something that you do if you can't do uni. And I thought that it was very like an option that you really didn't want to do because uni is the path to go on. And then I realized it's really not. There's so many different paths and you can do TAFE during school as well.
Yes.
And it like gets you
into
uni.
That's what my sister's doing. It's great.
Yeah, amazing. It's awesome. And there's all these different paths that I didn't know existed. And that was probably the biggest surprise to me.
Thank you so much for coming in, Gabby. And thank you for listening to this podcast. This is the second of a four-part series discussing the VCE vocational major, made in collaboration with Joy Media and the Department of Education. If you want to learn more, you can head to www.vic.gov.au/VCE. You can also find all upcoming episodes once they're live at joy.org.au/VCE vocational major. Next episode, we'll be hearing from Warren, a parent of a student currently undertaking a vocational major, and how studying the vocational major has impacted their child's learning and growth. Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.